I get older, losing my hair many years from now.
When I was young, I thought 25 was the end of time. Like, you know, it was like once you get to 25, what's the point? And I always imagined, I imagined being at 40, I would have bedroom slippers and a pipe. In my head, I have no concept of my own age. I'm not 47, I'm not 6'2". I love dancing. And I remember being somewhere and wanting to go out dancing. And I started to dance. And the people that were around me, I thought, yeah, cool. But they looked at me and they stepped away. And it made me realize that it was their perception of me that aged me. It was younger people in their 20s made me look 40 or made me feel 40 because of the way they treated me. I didn't feel 40, but they felt my 40-ness. It's a case of accepting that other people will see me in different ways. That I think what's coming with age is realizing I care less about what other people are thinking about me, and I'm giving myself more permission to do what I enjoy.
I didn't really think about getting older. I just thought about, if I'm going to live longer, what sort of things do I need to be doing to nurture my spirit? So I started off doing a diploma in French, and I progressed on to a diploma in fine art, and then at the moment I'm actually doing work as a sculptor. And I think as you get older, there's a lot of benefits, like the free travel. I mean, I'm able now to get on a bus and go to Belfast and I can see an exhibition and I can come down. And before, you'd be worrying about money. I worried more about money when I was working. Now that I'm retired, or not really retired in a true sense, I find that I worry less about financial things. And if I want something, I just go for it.
I suppose my moment was I was in an accident and I had that split second where I thought, I'm going to die. But I didn't. I walked away, not a scratch, nothing. But I suddenly began to sit and think, I could have died there, but I didn't, and I'm still alive, so what am I actually meant to do? And then I just started doing lots and lots of different things, and that's why this whole idea of getting older, I don't really get it, because I sit and think physically, yes, we go into some sort of decline, that's just part of life, but at another level, we just keep getting bigger, and we keep growing, and we keep having more experiences, so I just keep getting really optimistic, and I'd be saying that to anybody who's out there, you know, just create a bigger box for yourself, find things that you love and fill your life with it. That's the way to go.
I find getting older for me, especially as the children are independent now, I mean, every day brings another blessing, like being able to get into work early without having to do the school run, being able to pick what you're going to wear the night before with the time to do it and you're not exhausted. I think it's a mindset, and I think, you know, a lot of people don't realise that mindset is under their control. I think as long as your eyesight's good and you've got an honest idea of what you look like, you know, you can actually wear whatever you want without scaring people away.
Well, I'm in my 40s and have had health issues and ageing parents and son going off to university and hit a wall, I suppose, where I decided that I have to look at what this meant to be in your 40s and to be looking ahead to the future decades. And spontaneity, I was a great one for lists. Everything had to be ticked off on lists. So whilst I still do lists, I allow time now for spontaneity. And daughter quite often says, Mum, you can't wear that. And I'd say, why? And of course she'd say, because you're... And I said, no. If I feel comfortable in this, it's about how I feel. And if I feel comfortable, then what odds what anyone else thinks? I think as you get older, that becomes less important, what other people think.
I heard a lovely saying once, there was only one thing worse than mutton dressed as lamb, and that was mutton dressed as mutton. So I remember that, and I wear what I like.